the inventions, the things that literally almost come out of nowhere, require incredible vision and support from leadership, because those are big leaps. If a leader doesn't take that invention and really embrace it and own it, it won't happen.
Morgan has gone against his father's advice by backing Edison, but he's maintained one of the rules he's learned.
How much competition do you have, Edison?
Nothing worthy of note.
Edison is ignoring what's potentially the biggest challenge to his design for electricity, and it comes from inside his own lab. His apprentice, Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla, from a very young age, was obsessed with electricity. And when he first meets Thomas Edison, initially he worships him.
Mr. Edison, sir.
What is it?
I was wondering if you had a chance to look at my AC motor design.
Nobody's interested in your design, Tesla. Alternating current is not safe, which is why we use direct current.
Tesla has developed a new form of electricity known as alternating current, or AC. But Edison believes that higher voltage AC is more dangerous than the direct current electric standard he's pioneered.
I think Edison probably saw Tesla as a junior employee. I mean, remember, Edison is world famous, and Tesla is just one of many very bright young men who work for him, and the fact that he's pushing AC is no big deal to Edison, because Edison sees himself as the person who's really solved this problem and made it commercial.